little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
We're going to talk about erectile dysfunction. So our next patient is Andrew, who is 54. He's a married accountant and has been having difficulty maintaining his erections.
I'm really pleased that you've come to talk to me about this topic, Andrew. I know it can be a difficult topic to discuss. I would like to tell you that almost all men experience some difficulties with an erection, or what we call erectile dysfunction, at some point in their lives. So it's very normal. And most commonly it can happen if they are tired, stressed or distracted during sex. Sometimes it's caused by how you're feeling, and sometimes it's caused by a physical illness or a problem, and sometimes both. Stress, anxiety, depression, or relationship problems can play an important part. And if you think that any of these things are an issue for you, then we could help you with that. And also don't forget that too much alcohol can cause problems with erection as well. Have you been affected by any of these things that I've discussed lately?
Well, I have been very stressed with work recently, Doctor. I'm not sleeping very well, and I'm drinking a bit more than I should, but I'm working on that.
Okay, that's good to hear. One of the most common physical causes of problems with erection is narrowing of the blood vessels in the penis, which means that there isn't enough blood flowing in to cause an erection. Things like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and age can all make this process worse. So we would need to keep an eye on those things. And it's worth us reviewing your medication to make sure that there aren't any tablets that are making things worse. Does that sound...
Yes, Doctor, I can understand that.
Great. If your interest in sex is much less, if you've been losing body hair, or if you have smaller testicles than before, then it would be worth us doing a blood test to check your hormone testosterone level. Okay, so I think going forward, it would be helpful for you to have an appointment with one of our nurses to do something called a cardiovascular risk assessment. So the things that I mentioned before about blood pressure and cholesterol and the circulation, that can all be organised with our nurse. So she'd be able to do some blood tests and check your height and weight and blood pressure. Okay. You mentioned earlier on that you would be interested in perhaps trying some tablets to help with this problem. So if that's something that you're still interested in, we could organise that for you today and perhaps offer you a trial of some tablets.
That'll be very useful, Doctor.
Yes, okay. I know I mentioned lots of reasons for why you could be having this problem. From what I've told you today, is there anything that you feel has been particularly affecting you?
Well, I assume it's the stress on the work and not sleeping and drinking might be a cause of it.
Yes, I think I agree with you. I think that probably is the most common reason. Would it be helpful to have more of a chat about that and just to talk a bit more broadly about the stress and how it's been affecting you? Would you like to come and see me again to discuss that in more detail?
I'm sure I will, Doctor. I'm trying to do a counselling through my work, but if it's not working out, I'll see you.
Okay, wonderful. So we'll organise an appointment for you to see the nurse. I will give you some tablets and I'll just go through how to use those, and then you can get back to me if you need to come and have a chat about your stress and mental health.
Thanks, Doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.